Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good afternoon, beloved ones. I am Minister James Browning of the Holix Ministry, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I am here to start a spiritual revolution. I am broadcasting today from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, and it is a wonderful and marvelous day, and just grateful to be in it. So, you know that I always open the show with a prayer, although I forgot last week. I had so much going on. But we ain't going to forget this week. So let's start with prayer. Okay. Beloved, mighty I am present. We call and give thanks and give gratitude for this wonderful and marvelous day. I thank you for allowing me to wake this morning. I thank you for allowing all of the listeners. I thank you, God, for allowing all everybody who have showed up today to be able to be here, because everything is in divine order. We all are where we're supposed to be based on what we need and based on our desire to have what we have in our lives. We know that you, God, are the orchestrator of the universe. You are the supreme being of all things, planet Earth and all the other solar systems that you are in charge. And we say thank you, God, for having a lending ear for us here on planet Earth and trying to move forward and do what we need to do in order to raise our consciousness and vibration at the level that's needed in order to move forward. And we give divine thanks. I ask you, God, and thank you, God, for each one of my listeners. I thank you that for the old ones who are coming back and for new ones are there, that they are there and that you will put them in divine grace and divine protection and protect them as they go through and listen to the show today. We ask you, God, that you will open their minds, their hearts, their spirits, and that which is meant for them to hear, they will hear it, and that permission that is needed for them to act on, they will act on, that you will give them what the message is. And I say, thank you, God. I ask you, God, to move me out of the way and allow your spirit and allow me to be used as a vessel to be able to bring to these beloved ones what they need to hear at this particular day. And I say, thank you, God. I am in a state of gratitude for just being able to be here today and knowing that it is all good and knowing that it is all well. I say, thank you. And so it is. Amen. Well, beloved ones, I am so grateful to be back here. And so I say hello to all my gods and goddesses, according to the teaching of beloved Jesus, that said, we are one with God, and so that makes us goddess and goddesses as God. So, now, if you got a problem with that, take it up with Jesus. Don't take it up, be calling me and saying I'm saying anything that's not appropriate, okay? So, but I do believe that wholeheartedly, with all my heart, I believe that. Jesus believed it, and he taught it, and that was how he operated, and that's the way that I believe it is to be, too. To all of my old listeners, welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Grateful to be here with you for another Sunday and to be able to share with you. I miss you all. I look forward to doing this show immensely every Sunday. I look forward to coming to you and to be able to bring and to be able to do this show to you, because I want to be able to share and give of myself and allow Spirit to use me in the matter that needs and deems for my highest good and for your highest good. I'm so grateful for being able to just to be there to be able to do that which is necessary and that which is for all of our good. So all the old and new listeners, welcome. Thank you for being here. I know that you could be doing something else this hour, but you decided to come hang out with me for a while, and I appreciate that. I want to let you know that I am informed by Spirit in this particular show that there is something special for someone out there, that we are going to, there's something that's going to come through that's going to be for high energy, that is going to be shifting and life-changing for someone. It may be for you, and it may even be for me, because sometimes I don't even know how Spirit is going to show up. I just know I'm being used and allowing it to come through and allowing it to be what it needs to be and do what it needs to do, okay? So, on that note, beloved one, let's get started. Now, all the old listeners know that I'm one of those table teachers that like to recap. I like to go back to what is said, because a lot of times what I said from one show to another sort of come together, and it definitely does in this show, and you'll see as the show begins to go on. So last week's show, which was fantastic, I got so many comments about it. So many people were excited about it. And I am still feeling the energy from that show, beloved one. I am feeling the energy. I'm bouncing off the wall still. That much energy came through and that much power came through spirit to really make a difference. So the show was, how can you move forward when you're constantly looking in the rear mirror? Going through life is like driving a car. You have a windshield that you see in front of you, and you have the rear mirror that reflects what has passed for you. And sometimes you peep in the rear mirror to see what's coming up on you also. I understand that. Okay? But the front windshield is for the big vision, for you to see where you're going, and the rear mirror is to see what you have passed. Look, and it works a lot with life, you know, in that same process. So as long as you stay focused on your goals, and know where you're heading, rather than looking back, you can understand that you have a better possibility to have a bigger and brighter future because the perspective is much more broader looking forward than looking backward. That's simply what I'm saying there, that you need to look forward, have your goals, have your desires, and keep them in front of you and look forward to where you're going and do not put any energy into looking back. Because when you allow your feelings and your feelings and your thoughts to go back to the past, guess what, beloved ones? That means that your past is now controlling you. Okay, you are being controlled by that power, and you don't want that. You want to move forward. So that's where you have to allow your energy to stay focused. Your thoughts need to be focused on what you are moving toward, not what you have already experienced. Because those old negative thoughts and old negative experiences, we don't need them, beloved ones. We left them in the past, and hopefully you learned from those experiences. So and there is no really bad or negative experience in actuality, because we should be learning from everything that shows up in our life and everything that happened in our life. We should be learning from them. But if you want to make more progress in life, then you have to focus on that which is in front of you and not that which is behind you, okay? So you have free will. So that means that if you choose to constantly look back and constantly reflect on those negative energies, then that's your choice to do that, okay? But realize that you are going to have the same conditions. I know some of you may be going through the same things all the time, and that's because you keep looking back to those same old experiences, and your subconscious mind and the universe mind keep giving you those experiences because that's what they think you want. If you put in your attention and focus on that behind you, that's what the universe thinks you want to have in your life, and it's just trying to help you out. So you got to look forward. Don't focus in the back, beloved ones. We also spoke about the power of forgiveness. Oh, beloved ones, you know, you just don't have the luxury or the time to allow yourself to get caught up in past experiences and holding on to anger and holding on to grudges and allowing other ones to hold you back because you are upset about stuff. We talked about the power of forgiving and letting go, and that forgiveness was not for the other person, but forgiveness was for you. You are the one who needs the forgiveness. I don't care what it is, how hideous it has been, what happened to you. You need to forgive it and move on. And forgive them and forgive yourself, which is the most challenging of all the aspects of forgiving, is the one to forgive themselves for their own mistakes. Hey, beloved one, you came here on planet Earth to have experiences. So those experiences are not always going to be positive experiences, but they are experiences no less. And God gave you free will, so he knows that you're going to make mistakes. And you're going to do things that are not always of his higher standards and are higher moral. But God is so grateful, so good, he forgive you for your sins, forgive you for your errors, forgive you for all. So when are you going to forgive you? Because by you not forgiving you, you are holding yourself back to your past. And is that what you really want? You don't want that. So you have to forgive. And I also spoke to you about how important it was that you would allow yourself, before you allow yourself to slip off into sleep at night, forgive anything and anyone who has done anything to you during that day. I mean, regardless of how big or small it is, if you are still holding it in your thought and you still have some emotions about it, then you need to ask for forgiveness. Even the guy that cut you off in the morning at going to work and it maybe almost caused you to have an accident and you still reliving that experience from 12, 14, 15 hours ago. Beloved one, let it go. Don't take it into your sleep because it will germinate and build up power while you're sleeping. And the next thing you know, you will be in a real mess because you have allowed yourself to go back into that old thinking and holding something against someone that I told you could be your biggest detractor in you moving forward. So let it go. Let it, you know, release it and move forward, beloved one. I don't want you to be living your life in the past. There's too much going on. There's too many things happening here in society right now that you need to be focused on today and focus on where you want to go because this is some real stuff going on. We're looking at some shifts and change happening in the world, especially in this country right now, where you guys have got to be serious about your spiritual development and spiritually about raising your consciousness to the level of awareness because, hey, this system is going to have some major, major, major problems. I'm just telling you straight up, beloved one. And, you know, I'm a positive thinker and I believe in that. So that's why I'm bringing you a message that will help you to rise above these kind of things that are projected to go on. We see it right now as all the stuff is going on, all of what's happening. And we know that this is just the beginning. We're looking at the administration of what they're doing, and we know this is just the beginning. So, hey, beloved one, this is a time that we all need to get 20 feet tall and bazooka-proof. We cannot afford to be caught back in old thinking and negative thinking, those kind of things. You need to raise your vibrations. You need to help. It's time to move on. Okay, beloved ones. Now, if you want to go back and listen to that show, I would highly suggest that you do it because, you know, if I went through every detail of it, I wouldn't make it through today's show. So I want you to go back there and do that. Today I have a lot of content, and I do not know for sure if I'm going to be able to get all through all the content this week because there's a lot of things when it comes down to faith, okay, and the whole process of it. So go back and listen. Do yourself a favor and educate yourself. The show, the archive, you can go back at any time you want to. Some of those shows have been on there for almost 3-4 years. Okay, so that's a beautiful thing to be able to have the access to go back and to do that. So, I am so excited today. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm bouncing off the wall today, beloved one, because this topic is one of my favorite topics, and this is where I think that most of us are having challenges in our life, is ability to have faith. So, today's show is what is faith and how do we develop more of it? And I'm going to say it again. What is faith and how we develop most of it, more of it? For all of you who did not get the opportunity to see the introduction, because some of you called in on phone lines, I can see the phone lines are jammed. You know, so I know you didn't get a chance to see it, and some of you might not receive my emails, and some of you may not see on Facebook some of the things that I see in the introduction of the class. But I just want to share a verse with you that I try to do in every setting so I can sort of just set the seeds of where we're going. Okay, today's verse I'm going to share with you comes from the 17th chapter of Luke, verse 6. It says, if we have faith, mustard seed, we can say to the mountain, move. Just that simple. Just say to the mountain, move. You have the power to physically move mountains. That's what beloved Jesus is saying. Now, beloved ones, I personally believe that that is an allegorical statement. Not so much that you're going to get up and tell a big mountain to move and go somewhere else. I don't know if you have a necessary to do that. I ain't saying it's impossible because, hey, you know, if human beings can control the weather, they sure in the heck can maybe control physical things like a mountain. But I think it's about the monumental challenges that one would have in his life, what Jesus was talking about. You know, Jesus spoke a lot of things in allegorical statements, and you have to be wise enough to be able to understand what is going on. But I just want to take time and tell you something, guys. The mustard seed. A mustard seed is smaller than a pinhead, Okay, if you haven't seen one, it's that small. And beloved Jesus said, you just have to have that much faith in order to move and make your life change and bring your life to a whole different level. So the question I'm asking you, why are we not demonstrating more ability to move mountains in our lives? And why are we not using that energy we have inside of us to bring about the changes we need? Why are we not taking that level of faith? And it seems like we don't have to have a lot. If you can have a little as a mustard seed, but most of us don't even have the half of the mustard seed because we are totally in chaos all the time. There's things happening, and we're wondering why they happen, and we are not able to take control of the faculties of what's going on in our lives. But we are here today to wake up, to have a breakthrough, because it's time to take literally that statement. Literally, I want you to take that statement that you have the power of a mustard seed to make a move, okay? I want you to believe that as strong as you believe that you're going to take your next breath. I want you to believe that as strong as it is that you know the basic things that you can do is being done. Take it in that same grain of awareness and consciousness, okay? So we need to move forward and begin to demonstrate the faith in our lives and figure out why is it yet that we are not having that faith. Well, beloved ones, I just want you to think for a minute. If you thought for a minute about why we are not demonstrating that kind of faith, then you would have to come up, and you may have to, I'm not saying you got to come up with it, but the one of the main reasons that we are not demonstrating the faith that we have the ability to do and to keep it real is because of fear. Fear is locking us down, taking us around, and taking us through the loop. Fear, which is false evidence appearing to be real. Okay, fear is false evidence appearing to be real. In other words, we are allowing something that's not even real to control our life and affect how we are operating in today. And it's causing you to stop having faith and stop living the opulent life that you can have because of the fear. You have to stop, and you have, a lot of us have got to the point where we have, especially some of the older folks, they got to the point that they are not even willing to take a chance anymore on anything, and they're just afraid to even make a move. They're frozen. Now, I'm not telling you not to be cautious about things. You have to be aware and cautious of things going on, especially if you're dealing with business and things. But you do not have the luxury, or you do not have the ability to allow your life to be caught up in living in fear and unexpectable things that could happen. So the question again is what's the real fear? What are you really fearing? What is the real thing? Some of us are experiencing the fear of failure, you know, afraid of it. And some of us are fearing the fear of success. But ain't that crazy? How can you fear the fear of success and fear of failure at the same time? And some people don't want to take the responsibility that comes with success. You have to be responsible because now you have to say, okay, now I'm responsible and the world sees that you're out there and you have a capability so you can do it. So now you got to take responsibility. And some of you are afraid of that. And some of you, and you know, it's down to that. So the next time in your life that you get to a situation where it is need to have faith in your life, I want you to step back and just take a look at why it is you're not moving. What is really causing you not to move forward? What is that fear really all about? You know, because fear is something that's just unbelievable. You know, and to overcoming fear comes with taking the first step. Beloved one, when you take the first step of anything you feel with, it melts like a ice cube on 110-day weather. When you take the first step, that which you thought was so challenging just dissolves itself. But you got to get to the point where you are willing to take the step. You have to be willing to make the change. You have to be willing to move forward. You know, it's really, really so important that you do that. So It is in a way that I want you to be able to move forward and to take chances. And, you know, because, beloved ones, everyone has fears, okay? I have them, too, and I've had them. I had fears when I first started this radio show, okay? I had a fear, wow, is my voice good enough to be able to do this show? Will I have enough information to get people to be able to keep them to want to listen? Would people say that, you know, what I was saying was good or what I was saying was evil? Would they say that, hey, you're in the ministry, you're starting a ministry show because you want to make money, you know? So all those things, it just went on and on and on. I was thinking about all the fears and things I wanted to do. So, you know, why it is that I would not do that. So one day I had to stop, and the spirit inside of me said to me, you know what? God gave you the calling. God gave you the gift. God gave you the information to move forward. Don't worry about what anyone else is going to say or feel. Let your spirit do the work. Get out of the way of your ego. See, it was the ego. My ego was holding back because I wanted people to like me. I wanted people to love me. And if I was doing something that made them feel uncomfortable, they wouldn't like or love me. Okay, so that was my fear. And each one of you have fears too, but you have to examine your fears to find out why it is that you have the fear before you can move to the next level. You have to know what it is that's causing you to have the fear. And that's important, beloved one, that you must know what is causing you to have the fear and what is causing you to become fearful, okay? That's the only way you're going to get past of it. So when God told me, hey, go for it, I said, I'm on. I'm not even going to worry about it no more. I'm not going to look back on it anymore. And one of the things that I think I also feel, too, was that with the type of ministry that I'm doing, this is not a traditional type of ministry, guys. If you knew, you'll find out before the show, this ain't your average kind of ministry. And if you're old, then you know that I go into some places that other ministers won't go, and I talk about some things that's totally different. So this ain't your normal type of ministry. No, it's not. And I ain't upset about that, because this is how God told me to present what he wanted to come through. So I'm good with that. So, blessed one, if God gives you an idea, give you a concept of something you should do, then do it. And don't worry about how other people going to take it and how other people going to feel about it, because God didn't give it to them. If he wanted them to do it, he would have gave it to them. He would say, this is your gift, and this is what I want you to do. But God gave it to you, so he intended for you to carry it out in that same motion. Because when, blessed one, believe me, when God give you a plan and give you an idea, he has already begun to work on the things behind the scene that you cannot see yet. He's already started putting motion in action. He's just waiting for you to say yes to moving forth and doing what you need to do. He is waiting for you to take the action, to move forth. And you know what, beloved, a lot of us already have started using faith. And some of the small things you just take for granted, actually takes faith for you to do. See, because faith, the things that really frighten most of us about taking faith and having faith is the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen when you take this step out. You don't know what's going to go on. But you do it every day in a small way. You take faith, you have faith. You have, you know, every morning when you get out of the bed, you step out of the bed, you got faith that you're going to stand up. That's faith. You taking faith. Every time you go to say something, put food in your mouth, and you open your mouth, that's faith. You got faith enough to believe that your mouth is going to be able, words going to come out, and food going to be able to go in. So you're using faith already, but you don't even realize it. But those faith, you need to be able to take the faith to be able to do things that are of a higher nature, to be able to control your destiny, beloved one. So we're going to talk about how to step it up today, how to move it to another level. You need to learn to take faith. How many of you remember your first plane ride? How many of you remember what it was like to get on an airplane? The very first time that you decided to get on the airplane, what that feeling was like? Yeah, I know if you like me, it was pretty frightening. I had no idea what to expect. I thought it was an exciting thing, and I felt good about what I was doing, but I had some apprehension. I could not understand how this big piece of metal was going to go up in the air and keep me from not coming there. I had fear. Okay? And a lot of you have had the same fear, but you got on the plane anyway, didn't you? You stepped on faith, and you went, and you made your end of your trip. Same thing about driving a car. How many of you, the first time you got in your car, you could tell me you were 100% positive and 100% comfortable how to get that car to move and how to move to different parts of the car, how to handle the car in the traffic, how to park the car? No, you didn't do that. You learned how to do that. You took faith and you kept going. That's the same thing in life, beloved one. You got to be willing to step out on faith in order to bring things into your life. That's what you have to do. If you don't do them, then you are not going to be able to do anything in your life. So a lot of the reasons that you're not moving forward, not dealing with things, it goes back to the fact we're holding on to the fear. So when you allow fear to be taken out of your life, then you will be back in the game of life. Okay? So let me say this. Take fear out of your life to get you back in the game of life. Stop dealing with things that's not real, that appear to be real, that's not really, that's holding you back from having the things that you want and the desire that you choose, because from the fact is that you're dealing on some false evidence that got you all twisted and turned and not allowing you to move forward and do what you need to do. Okay? Now that takes us back to the lesson of last week. Really, in actuality, when you're stuck in the rear mirror, that's the mirrors of fear, those things that are behind you. You're stuck with things that you fear. And many people are having these bad experiences. And, you know, especially with relationships, man. Relationships, many people, maybe 90% of us on the planet, at some point have had a failed relationship. If you haven't had one, then God bless you. You are a special being, and you met Mrs. Wright or Mr. Wright the first time, and y'all been together all the time. And I ain't saying that's impossible, because I heard stories like that. But I don't hear of a lot of stories like that, okay? So we all have these relationships, and sometimes they fail, and sometimes they fail, and sometimes they fail. Okay, guys? So, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that when you hold on to the old things about old relationships, Mr. or Mrs. Wright, keep be right in your presence, and you will never know it, because you are still reflecting on your old thoughts and your old feelings, thinking that the same things are going to go down in this new relationship that is going down in the old relationship. And hey, there's another one got away because you wasn't able to release from the old one that you still holding on to. Okay? So if you want to be able to bring on a new type of relationship, then you have to be able to move forward and be able to bring forth that new type of energy, okay, and to forget about what's going on in the past. Same. The lack of faith will keep you locked in the failure system. It just keeps you going round and around in a circle. This is what failure does. It just keeps you going round and round in a failure. See, some of you out there who have probably had business adventures in your life, and guess what? It didn't work. You went broke. Some of you had horrible experiences because of your business experiences that you tried and the financial experience challenge you had that you went through. And you got broke. You may have lost your car. You may have lost something else. You may have lost your spouse. A whole bunch of other things could have happened because of your business failure. But beloved ones, you are not the only one that have had these experiences. You are not the only one that has experiences. Most people who have any level of success will have a certain level of failure. That's okay? So it is absolutely great for you to pick yourself up, get back in the game, and begin to work. You know, you think about people like Babe Ruth, who had a very outstanding baseball record. But guess what? Babe Ruth was the strikeout king as well as one of the home run kings. Okay? So just because he had a bad experience, he didn't stop hitting at the ball. So guys, step up to the plate. Take the swing. Go for it. You know, hey, you eventually, there's something about persistence that overcome resistance. Okay? So you have to learn to be able to do that. So in that case, a lot of you will have that one failure in your life, especially you try to do a business thing, and you'll go out and say, oh, this ain't going to work. I can't make it work. Then you go get you a 9-to-5 job that makes you miserable as all outdoors. And you stay on those 9-to-5 miserable jobs for 20 to 30 years and hoping to get something special at it. Whereas you see now, hey, that ain't necessary so. So if you still got that kind of brain thought, you better be ready to shift and change. Just because you've been there 20 to 30 years don't mean you're gonna get anything at the end, or they may make sure you go before your 20 to 30 years go out, okay? So you have to be willing to step and take a chance. Okay, don't sit around and spend all your life being caught up in fear because of a past mistake, because of something that happened to you that was not what you felt was good, and it continued that vicious cycle. So you successful people have many failures, and that's okay, because first of all, if you're not having failures, then you're really not moving towards success. So every time you have a failure, you say, oh my God, I'm getting closer to becoming successful. I am getting closer and closer to becoming successful, because you can get back in the game and keep trying. There, like I said, there's something that happens magically about those who persist, who get back in the game and keep going. Keep hitting that ball. Keep doing. That's how you do. Like a Benjamin Franklin, 9,990 times, he was not able to make a light bulb. Well, guess what? On 1,000, he was able to do it. Guys, pick yourself up, regardless of what it is, whether it's been a business failure, one that's been a relationship failure. Pick yourself up, get back in the game, and that's the only way you're going to bring about happiness in your life, okay? So you have to move forward, and you have to do this in a mighty way. Now, there is no one who has experienced success, beloved one, without some pain. So pain comes with success. So you need to understand that and accept that as it is. You're going to have some pain in your success when you move forward to success, and that's okay, because the pain is what's keeping you growing and keeping you going. And so living in fear is not the answer to the whole deal, guys. You have to take the step in faith, and knowing that God is the one who gives you the faith. If you are taking a step, that is the energy of God inside of you that's saying, go, my child. Go and do what I have assigned you to do. Go and do what it is you know you need to do to make yourself better. Go and do what you need to do to bring more opulence into your life for you and your family. Go and do what you do to have that perfect relationship if that's what you thrive for. Go and do what it is that you need to do. That is God telling you to move forward. Okay? But you know, so many of us are experiencing the less half of the seed, mustard seed of faith. And we are just stuck and continuously in that cycle. But we want to rise above that because we have the ability to do that. We have the ability to be free. So today we're hoping that we're praying and I knowing that someone's going to hear these words and they're going to have a breakthrough. They're going to say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to go, Pastor. I ain't going through this stuff no more. I ain't dealing with it no more. I'm washing myself in these fields and I'm going to move forward. I'm going to never like life before. I'm not going to allow those old hurts and pains to keep me bonded and bondage and keep me locked up here in this situation that I'm miserable being in and I'm not happy at all. I'm going to move forward. But I just want to share with you a story. And it's a real powerful story because this is something that my own personal life, okay, that kept me in fear for over 50 years. Yeah, kept me in fear for over 50 years. So you know this is a biggie, okay? That was the fear of fire. And let me tell you what happened that caused me to have the fear of fire. When I was a little boy, I lived on a farm with my grandmother. And we had a wooden stove, one of them old wooden stoves. Some of you may can identify with it. Some of you may say, what the heck is a wooden stove? I have no idea of that. But I had a wooden stove. So my grandmother told me that day, she said, hey, son, go and stir up the fire so we can heat the stove up, so we can warm up the food, so we can get ready to go and take care of something we had to do. So I need you to go stir the fire up. So I opened the part of the stove up where the wood was, and when I looked in there, I didn't see a fire. There was no fire. There was nothing burning. I couldn't figure out it was a fire at all. And so I said, well, there's no fire. then I guess I have to reignite the fire and start it all over again. So I went down. We had kerosene at that time. So I went down, and I took opened the kerosene, and I poured it over the wood. So, beloved one, I guess a lot of you probably can figure out what happened before I even finish sharing the story, but I'm going to do that anyway. The fire, there was fire at the bottom of the log that came up so powerful that it burnt my eyebrows off, singed my hair on the front, burnt my face, and just totally was devastating for me. That could have been a really, really bad situation, but other than for the grace of God. Because when I went to wipe off my eyes, my eyebrows came off in my hand. It's funny to me now, but at the time that it happened, it wasn't funny. It was crying time. It was not laughing time, because that was painful. And here I am, a little kid. I'm only like about 6 years old, right? And all of a sudden, my eyebrows and everything I have is in my hand, and my face is burning. So, yeah, I went into my cry dance mood. My grandmother knew something was happening, so she came over and put some kind of oil on my face. For this day, I don't know what it is, because she's gone. I would surely like to ask her what it was, because whatever it was, it stopped my face from scarring and any tissues or any sign of a fire hitting my face. She put this all on. But I do remember one thing. It was about midday this happened, and we had to walk across the field to a neighbor's house, and it was hot, one of them hot summer days. And, man, my face felt so hot. I didn't even know if I had a face. It was so hot and so burning. It was steaming out there. And so that was not a powerful experience for me. So I need not tell you, beloved one, that fire was not my friend after that experience. That was really, really a traumatic experience in my life that caused me to develop this thing about the fear, about fear of fire. And I had some fascination about it, but I was afraid and all outdoors about fire, okay? I'm a fire sign, so, you know, I have some connection with fire, and I always have been, but I was so afraid of it. I was petrified for it. When I seen fire, I was almost like going into a panic, okay? But by the grace of God, about 5 years ago, I was in Sedona, Arizona at the time this happened. But anyway, I was looking on TV or on the internet. I can't quite remember which one it was. But in the process, I saw an advertisement that Tony Robinson was having a seminar in California. And this seminar was about motivation, but he was also going to teach you how to overcome your fears by training your mind to allow your physical body to be able to walk on hot coals at 2,000 degrees. So I had seen this once before on the Oprah show, so I knew that it was happening, but I was saying, boy, this would really be it. If this really is the deal and I really can do this, I know that I can get to the next level and move past this fear that I'm having and fears of other things that are causing me not to have my life in a manner that I know that I should have it, okay? And so I realized I was being blocked and I was being held by something. So I decided, I said, you know what? I called the airline, got me a ticket, called the Tony Robinson organization, said, hey, sign me up. I'm coming to the show. And I was off. And that was what it was. It was a 4-day class, and it was quite intense. Being a 4-day class, I thought that we would be there for 4 days, and at the fourth day, we would be trained enough that we could go out and try this feat of walking on the hot coals. But guess what? When Tony Robinson came out and introduced himself the first day, he said, guess what, guys? Within 10 hours, we all are going to be outside walking on hot coals. And I said to myself, you got to be crazy. I'm not doing that. Beloved ones, it hit me like a brick, I begin to see that flame coming up again, and I said, oh no, you ain't putting my eyebrows up this time. I ain't going down that road. So I began to develop some fear, and at that moment, in my mind, I was saying, I'm leaving here. I'm going back to where I came. I am not staying here and deal with this craziness. I am not going to do it. I ain't going through this no more, okay? So I was like, uh-oh, this ain't happening to me again. Once in a lifetime is enough time for fire like that. Uh-oh, I ain't doing it. But you know what, beloved? Something inside of me, and I'm still trying to figure out where it came from, because I thought someone was on a bullhorn talking it. Something inside of me said, winners never quit and quitters never win. And I heard that, so and I looked around, so where'd that come from? Winners never quit and quitters never win. I said, wow, that is powerful stuff. So if that's the case, wow, I was just totally blown away. So that kind of calmed me down. It helped me, brought me to some sense. Although I was thinking, I was saying, you know what? You just bought you some beautiful brand new alligator shoes, and they're not going to look very good on you if you don't have no feet to put them on. Okay? So, do you really want to do this? Do you really want to go around with nubs because you can't put your shoes on? That's crazy, right? But that's what I was thinking. That's the wild moment. I was worried about the alligator shoes. But anyway, that's what to deal with, because they don't look good with no feet, okay? But thank God that my higher self allowed me to stay and to accomplish my goal. This was truly, beloved one, truly where my life began to change. Tony Robinson worked with us mentally and spiritually for 10 straight hours. 10 straight hours to get us to the point where we were ready to be able to even think about going outside and doing that, to get to that point. 10 hours of telling you how powerful you were, how powerful your mind is, and what it takes in order to move forward and to be a powerful being, that you have the ability. God gave you the gift of power, and that your mind controls your body, and whatever you wanted to do, you could do it with your mind, and that you need to do it. You just had to learn to say yes to your physical body when you wanted to move forward. That you had to learn to say yes and no and believe and overcome that fear that is inside of you, and allow your body to move forward and fulfill that which you wanted to have in your life. You had to be willing to say yes to overcoming the fear. You had to say yes to being positive, knowing that you were a dynamic individual, knowing that you were a spiritual being here on planet Earth, just having a husband, but you came with power, that you had power, and you had so much power in your mind that you could control your physical body to the level where you could walk on 2,000 degrees of hot cold and not get burnt. If you know, that's an amazing and marvelous thing. Sometimes today I sit back and think about that experience and I say, wow. You know, and when little things come in my life and they throw me for a loop, I go back to that experience. I go back to that experience because I understood, and I go back to the feeling of what that felt like to be able to stay in control of my physical body to that level where I was able to control it to that level. So, beloved ones, I'm telling you right now, your mind is one powerful thing. We're only using 9 to 10% of it. Your mind is so powerful that most of you, if you realize how powerful your minds were, you would not even go to sleep at night. You would be up trying to create and do something magnificent because you are that powerful. You are a powerful being. You are a powerful being, and you're not even tapped into 1/10 of your power. You know, there are people out here that are living, that are moving, that's doing things, that's creating things just through the power of their mind that you guys would have no idea is happening. There are yogis and gurus up in the Himalaya Mountains that are doing all kinds of things. They are creating cold coins right out of the midst of the air. These guys are powerful. And you too, beloved one. Nobody came here with any other gift than anyone else can. We all have the same power. Jesus said it. See, the things I do, you can do it too. So why are we messing around? Either we believe in Jesus, we don't believe Jesus really, or we don't believe ourselves, or we believe that that was just all a hoax. Because if we're not doing that, then we are not really doing what we need to do. We are not really following the format. We are not really believing who and whom we are. Gods and goddesses made in the image of God. That's who you are. So you're powerful, beloved one. You are so powerful, so, so powerful. Now, when we walked out of that stadium, 10 hours later, it was pitch dark outside. Man, we were pumped up, jacked up, and ready to go. We felt like we were invincible. There was nothing could stop us and nothing could stand in our way. We were ready to go to take on the world. We were just like going for it. Nothing was going to stand in the way of us not conquering that goal and getting to that next level of doing what we did. So when we got outside and we saw, it was pitch dark now, we got outside, we saw 50 rows of hot burning coal glowing like the sunshine. Boy, did that take a toll on your mind. Okay, now we're at the reality of this thing. You've been talking about what you're going to do, talking about what you can do, but now it's time to put up a shut up. So guess what, beloved one? Those fears have a tendency to slip back when you get face of your challenges. When those challenges come into your life for real, you know, you can talk all the talk you want to talk about you being so bad and you know so much stuff and you so powerful. But when the real challenge come up, how many of us will step up and say, hey, this is just another step for a stepper and keep moving forward? Because in order to have what you want in your life, that's the attitude you're going to have to take. You're going to have to look at it and say, hey, you know, my God is more powerful than that which it is, that is appearing to be false to me. Because that fire, look, it was a monster down there. And the glory of the night, 50 rows of hot coal fire, and those lanes were probably about 30 feet long, 30 to 40 feet long, and that's what it is. Now, at that particular time, I'm sure that since they've been through before, they knew what was going on in most of our minds. Now, there was a group leader who, because there's about like 5,500 people going through this, so he got on the loudspeaker and said, you have to continue to tell yourself you can and you will. You can and you will. And not only tell yourself that, look at the person next to them and tell them they can and they will. They can and they will. Now, we had to walk almost about a quarter mile. So that whole time there, people were shouting and screaming, I can, I know I can, I know I can do it, I know I can, I can, I can, I can, I know I can. So we were getting our minds all pumped up and ready to go to get to that point where we got there, okay? Now, once we got there, then you would get into a line. And when you get into the line, then there was probably in front of me, probably about 30, 40 people already in front of me what time I got in the line that I got into. So, as you sit there waiting for what's going on, Tony gave us a mandrel to say for ourselves. It is cool mist, cool mist, cool mist, cool mist. And that was the mantra that you said in addition with the other I can't. You would say all the time, cool mist, cool mist. And matter of fact, the cool mist thing started, you know, 2 or 3 hours after we started the training inside. We were using that mantra, cool mist, cool mist. For a cooling experience. So once I got up I'm in the line now. So I'm saying the word cool mist, cool mist. So the gentleman that was in charge of my line looked me in my eyes and he said, are you ready to go? And he looked deep in my eyes and I said with the top of my voice, yes, I am ready to go. I screamed into where I think they probably could have heard me 3 towns over. I screamed out, yes. And what I did, once I took yes, I took the first step into the hot coals, and the fear of the fire went away. And I used the word cool mist, all the way through the set. It kept me, one of the first things I told you, don't look down, don't look at the fire. Keep your head focused on something up. Keep your head looking toward where you wanted to go, to the end of the line. Don't focus on the fire. Focus on where you wanted to end up at. And that's what we did. Saying the words cool mist, I can, cool mist, took us to the end of the line. I would say probably about 5,400 people out of line, out of that whole class, did the walk. And that was a powerful, powerful experience. Beloved ones, now you don't have to do what I do, but if you ever get an opportunity to do that, do it. Are you talking about making your confidence go up, making your growth process go up, making you move into a new state of consciousness quickly and fastly? This will do it. So that was where the change really began to shift for me. That's when I understand fear is not real. Fear only is an illusion of what it is that's standing in my way, and I got to get past that fear in order to get to the next level. I had to control my fear and knowing that God was in charge. And that was another thing that I realized when I got there before I met myself. I said, God, you're in charge. You know, hey, this is your body. You know what the deal is. And so we're going to go. So with God support and my willingness to step down and look forward and look ahead is when the fear really was overcome. So, beloved one, what I'm sharing this story with you is not the fact that I walked on the fire, but the fact is that I want you to understand that your fear become eliminated when you take the first step. If you are not willing to take the first step, you will never get to the level that you want. I don't care what it is. You're starting a new business. You're starting a new relationship. You're starting a new 9-to-5, whatever it is that you're doing, that if you are not willing to take the first step, which is called faith, then you are not going to reach the finish line. And you have to do that, and you have to be willing to move forward and to do that. And you have to do that because saying that word coolness, made your body feel as if it was like ice and it was able to cool the fire. Just by your word, coolness made the fire become like ice. It wasn't, I didn't even feel nothing. Okay, when I got to the end of the field, there was a guy on the other side that had a hose that was wrenching people's feet off in case one of the coals stuck to your feet on the other side. But it was there, and man, it was like the whole world lifted off my back because I now got to the point where I realized that the things that had been standing in my way and the things that had been blocking me for so many years was now gone. My fantasy about the fire thing. Now, I ain't telling you I want to go and be a firefighter tomorrow. I'm not telling you that, but I'm telling you that my fear of the raging flames are gone. And I look at it way beyond just the fire. I look at it for all the obstacles that show up in my life, all the challenges that are showing up in my life. I now are able to look at them, and if I'm feeling some apprehensions about it, I ask myself, what is the real deal here? What are you really afraid of, James? What's going on? What's happening inside of your being, inside of your subconscious mind that's causing you to take apprehension for something that you want and you know you want it, but you're scared to step out and get it. You're afraid of what could happen. Where is going on? Are you having another one of those challenges with your ego? That you worried about what somebody gonna say, or are you having a worry about the failure gonna make you feel bad, or not allow you to move forward? So, I'm telling you, beloved one, before you step out, just take time to look at what it is that's causing you to feel as if that you cannot go forward. See, because one thing about letting go and letting God, that's when the real deal comes. So that's another good practice for you to do. Before you start doing something, if it's really disturbing you, just say, hey, God, I'm letting go. I'm letting you. I'm just going to take the action and let it come out where it will be. If you fail, the worst thing that happens is you start all over again. You make another step, and if you have to start all over again, that means you should have learned something from the failure that you took. They help you to get to the next level and help you to become more powerful and more positive as you move forward in your life. So, bump fear and those illusions of it. Step into your fears, move to them, and let them know that they can't control your life. They no longer would have any control of your life, and that you can move forward and get what you want and control your destiny because you have the power that the God that ruled the universe is ruling inside of you, and God made all the elements. everything. So you have control over all those things that are there. You have control of all the energy. You have control in your physical body to make a difference in the world. Beloved ones, you are here to make a difference. You came to the planet to make a difference. That's why you're on planet Earth still today, is because God has work for you. And in order for you to get the work done, you have to take the faith and step out and begin to make it happen. You have to do that. God has given you all. You think God gave you all this power for you just to sit around and be a knot on a log? That for you not to be able to make a change and to be able to do something magnificent to help yourself and to help others, do you really think God gave you all this power just for you to sit around and do nothing with it? If you are, you're really making a real bad mistake. And I hate to see you have to spend thousands of years of reincarnating and recycling because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So, beloved ones, you know what? Time goes fast when you're having fun. And this has been a powerful message, and I've learned a thing myself. The spirit comes in, the level that it comes in, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for you, beloved ones. And I wholly hope that you gain something from this lesson, this class, because I have enjoyed sharing it with you. I have enjoyed doing it with you, and I thank you so much for taking out of your evening. And if you want to go back and listen to the show over again, it's archived, should be up in the next 15, 20 minutes, and maybe even sooner than that, you can go in and do that, okay? So I look forward to seeing you next week. I want you to come. I want you to bring your friends, bring your family, especially the ones that are conscious and aware, and even the ones that are not. Bring them, let them listen. They'll, sooner or later, they have to understand it. If not, we ain't got to worry about them coming back no more. Because they said, that minister there is off the chain. Yeah, I'm off the chain for God. And I got to tell you, let God give it to me. I got to keep it real, guys. So please visit my website and let me know what you're thinking of, what your thoughts are. Give me some feedback and let me know how you're enjoying the show, what's going on. So, and then when you go on this website, there is a place where you can leave a love donation if you choose to. I don't ask, beg, or plead, okay? So if spirit leads you to do that, you do that. If not, it doesn't make a difference. The show goes on anyway, okay? I never got involved in this for the financial aspect of it. I got involved in it to pursue my purpose of which I came here on planet Earth, and that's way beyond any monetary money aspect in my life. I want to serve, so when I make my ascension out of here, I ain't got to come back and deal with this low vibrational planet called Earth. So that's the deal for me. So go to www.theholisticministry.com and on the bottom of the thing, you leave a comment. So we're going to close with a prayer because God has shown up and showed out today. I can feel the spirit. I feel the energy. I know that all the beings and highly elevated ones have been in this place, and I can just feel it all in my bones. I'm twisting and feeling the vibration just bouncing off. So, beloved, I am present. Beloved God of the universe, beloved supreme being, and all the ascended hosts and all the ascended masters, we say thank you for showing up today. Thank you for giving us guidance. Thank you for the message that you brought to us. Thank you for the wisdom that you allowed to show up in our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you for just giving the opportunity to be able to be a vessel to allow the energy, allow your word to flow through me, allow it to touch the audience, allow the people who needed to hear this message, because there's somebody or someone out there who needed to hear this message today that will be motivated and will begin to say, yes! Yes, I can do it. Yes, and that is the key to it, because you have given the power, you have given us the strength to say yes to our dreams and goals, and now that we have to be bold, we have to come bold saying, God, I am ready to move. I am moving forth into this new life. I'm moving forward to this new energy. I'm taking on a new project. I don't care how tall it is, how big it is, and how it looks like I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it because I'm a child of God, and the Spirit of God is inside of me. And thank you, God, for being there. Thank you for giving us that mind thought to be able to go forth and allow that energy to flow into our lives. Thank you, God, for just allowing us to be the way we are. I ask you to bless each and every one of these beloved ones to be able to have a safe and marvelous week. Let them have a new life. Let them begin to see who and whom they are and begin to do what it is they came here to do, to serve at a high level and help make a change on the planet Earth. We say thank you, God, for your divine love that flows into each one of your divine children, knowing that they are special and they're gifted and they're talented. Wake them up this day. Let them know not to go back to sleep because they can control their destiny. And so it is, in the name of the I Am Presence, amen. Have a wonderful time, brothers. Have a great week.